good morning, or at least it looks like it's a good morning. And I'm driving in my car from Limerick in Ireland to Cork, which is down on the south coast of Ireland. And I'm going to do a reflection on yesterday. I met some remarkable people yesterday, and I'm going to do a little kind of thread of how it came about. Partly because I know one or two people would be interested to know the backstory of how I met Misfit Inc. But also because I want to preserve it, conserve it, if you like, for my own future reflection. Because it is a rather weird and unusual world that we live in, one that certainly people who lived in a village 100 years ago could never have imagined in any possible way. The story all revolves around how on earth did it happen that in the White House pub yesterday afternoon at, I don't know, it was about 4 o'clock or something like that, did I meet three people. Two of them were from America and one from the UK. And the first thing that happened when we met was that the man from the USA, who has a base in New York but is really a nomad, seems to move around all over the place, he said to me, how do we ever get in touch? How did this ever happen? Was it Jane Boyd in Vancouver who started it all off? And I said, well, no, it wasn't Jane Boyd in Vancouver who started it all off. It was really all started off because a long time ago I latched onto a guy called Chris Brogan, and I admired his work, and I started to kind of follow him online, I suppose. And from time to time, I've been more intensively following Chris Brogan than others. But a little while before Christmas, I came across a blog post from Chris Brogan in which he revealed, or seemed to me to reveal, more about himself than usual. And he referred to having become a Buddhist, and he referred to having broken up with his wife, and how he was now putting more time and attention into his children, and fourthly, how he had a new girlfriend. And you know, I'm an ordinary human prurient person, and I immediately thought, new girlfriend? Who's Chris Brogan's girlfriend? I must find out. So I went online, as you know, you do easily with links, and I found Jacqueline Carley, and then, of course, having found her, I found very easily, again, almost by accident, what she was up to, and I discovered that she was up to this community of people who were trying out a new habit every month, called 12 in 12. And I started as, and I've audio-booed about this before, I started a new habit of eating a breakfast every morning, which was a big thing for me, and sending out photographs of my breakfasts. So the story really begins with Jacqueline Carley more than anything else, because the community that she has been leading, curating, fostering, championing, cheerleading for. Jacqueline, if you're listening to this, I'm not sure which word best describes what a multi-faceted person you really are. But the point is that there was a community there, and I'm a community-type person, really. So I latched into this community. I decided it was for me. And I decided that at this particular point in my life, this community had practically been sent to help me on my way. So I needed to straighten a few things out in my life. Things like eating and sleeping. We'll leave sleeping out of it for the moment, but eating certainly. I thought I could be a better eater. I could get better, you know, body discipline, better look after myself a bit better. So I joined in, and I became part of the 12 and 12 community. And one of the things about the 12 and 12 community is that every now and again there would be a tweet go out on Twitter, and they would have about 9 or 10 names on it. And I didn't know who any of these people were, but slowly I kind of started to follow them all, first of all, and that meant I knew nothing at all about them, except I just quickly flicked to see where they were based and what they did in their profile. But among them was a woman called Jane Boyd, and Boyd Jane on Twitter. And again, accidentally, you know, the time came about that I decided I'd have a look to see who she was, and I went to her website and I found a topic that I was very interested in, and that got me to leave a comment on the blog of Jane Boyd, who is a leading thinker in the area of getting a decent balance in your life between all the different things you want to do. Something that used to be called, as I think Jane would say, work-life balance. Something which Seth Godin doesn't agree in with, and neither does Jane Boyd, but that's a distraction. But yeah, so it was that kind of exploring, accidental stuff in which I felt that I was as much, you know, a determining actor as determined by the unseeing hand of the universe. Now, okay, that may or may not appeal to you, that idea, but I never feel that I am the determinant of anything, actually. But that's about a way of thinking about how to be, I suppose. Anyway, let me try to get you through the story, if you like, or get myself through the story. Where did it go from here? Because that was what AJ Leon and Melissa and their wonderful friend from England, whose name again escapes me, but it will come back. So I go on then to having written the comment. I think I may have had a comment back from Jane Boyd. I'm not totally sure. But in any case, the leaving of a comment on a blog, on a website, was a very significant step in the story. It led to me mentally wondering, you know, I wonder, will anybody else read this blog post? I wonder, will anyone else comment? But it led me to kind of linger in that space and be aware of it. So even though and that doesn't mean hover over my laptop and wait there, you know, for wondering if somebody's going to reply to me. No, it just means that it's in a different category of memory, in which, you know, it's the neural pads are more alert. So I carried on my life, and then it somehow happened that somebody from Ireland, a business coach from Ireland, was going to Vancouver and met Jane Boyd and was interested in the same topic, and somehow she comes into the picture. So a woman from Cork goes by sheer chance, totally nothing to do with anything I've done, goes to Vancouver, meets Jane Boyd, and this all seems very exotic to me. And yesterday when I was talking to the others in the White House pub, I never remembered the story about the woman from Cork who went to Vancouver and met Jane Boyd. And the point is that this woman had already had some contact with me on Twitter, but a very minimal one, and we never ever met face to face. But here was I kind of being more in touch with her via Vancouver than I ever had been in Cork. Ali Davis is her name. So the next thing that happened was that a few more tweets, and I found myself in wanting to move to the next stage of having a Skype call with Jane Boyd in Vancouver. Now, it would take too long to tell you why I wanted to have a Skype call with Jane Boyd, because it wasn't just about Jane Boyd and me. It was actually to do with a kind of a project background in my life, which is to do with what exploring and experiencing different forms of connectivity and trying to get my head around in the one that would suit me best. And Skype video calls were one, and video for that matter, are things that I haven't really delved into as much as I will in future. So I got into a Skype call. I had a Skype call with Jane Boyd, and it lasted over an hour, just over an hour. Well, it was meant to be an hour, so it was an hour. Yeah, and and it was again a remarkably strong and positive and life-enhancing experience. And then it stopped, and we carried on tweeting. And somehow in the conversation along the way, maybe a few weeks later, the name of AJ Leon came up. And I know it had to do with a thing called SobCon, SOBCON, and a woman called Liz Strauss in Chicago. And Jane Boyd was lobbying me to go to SobCon. And I was completely and utterly the easiest person to lobby, in the sense that I didn't need to be persuaded. It took me a few seconds to realize that SobCon, by a little tiny bit of digging on the internet, was the kind of place I wanted to go to. But for various personal circumstances, I can't go, and I couldn't go. And I had this conversation with Jane, which I felt a little bit awkward about, which was, that I couldn't really go, and I didn't. It was my first conversation with her. And for reasons that, again, had nothing to do with her or me, I wasn't able to tell her exactly why I couldn't go to SubCon. Anyway, the story goes on in realms of Twitter to a certain extent, and then finally I discover that among the SubCon people is a guy called AJ Leon, and Jane Boyd sends me a tweet saying that he's coming to within 300 miles of me. And I must say, I didn't for one minute think that 300 miles of me from the position of Cork meant in Ireland. I didn't think that. I thought mainland Europe. I thought London. I thought whoever this person from SubCon, friend of Jane Boyd's, is, especially if he's coming to give a keynote speech at a conference, I didn't think Ireland. And then I was wrong. And then I found myself into the world of fundraiser.ie. An amazing event, actually, it turned out to be organized by, I think, a woman called Mary O'Mahony or Mary O'Connor. Anyway, a person whose name I forget right now. But the main thing is that I then discovered that this AJ Leon guy, who I know nothing about, was coming to Ireland. So I clicked on his profile, and on his Twitter profile, he uses the word nomad. Now, it's a word I love. I love the word nomad, and there's a whole history of why I love the word nomad, which is only relevant to why the word nomad pushed my buttons. But AJ Leon used the word nomad not as a noun, but as a verb. He said, I nomad around the world, or something like this. And I thought, hang on a minute, who is this crazy guy who uses the word nomad as a verb and bends the English language the way the English language has always been bent historically into a new shape? And I thought, well, of course, I immediately fell in love with this guy. I thought, this is just phenomenal. Who is he? He's my kind of guy. So then I said, well, I better find out. So I then, tracked him, on Twitter. And I then, got, again, stopped off into the fundraiser's masterclass, where I came across I only mentioned this because it is relevant to some future situation, a woman called Beata from Norway, who I came to admire immensely. And somehow or other, the idea that somebody who I admired from Norway, whose ideas I liked, who was running a masterclass, who tweeted in the middle of her masterclass, at the same time as this guy and two other people who I hadn't a clue who they were flying across the Atlantic in an airplane as this was happening. So anyway, look, I'm very long-winded, and but I still have some more minutes, and I might as well finish the whole story. So I then have this, what would you call it? virtual love affair with Misfit Inc. Melissa AJ, and I even go to the and their woman from Shakespeare Country, Stratford-on-Avon. But anyway, I then find out who else works for Misfit Inc. and discover that they're scattered all around the world. And then I wonder to myself, really, while all this is going on, is I said to myself, well, I suppose that AJ Leon is going to fly in and fly out. And I can't go to Dublin to see him, but, you know, maybe he would come to Cork. And that seemed ridiculous. And then some or other, I don't know where it came from. Either he revealed or I asked, but I think it was more he revealed, that he was going to be going west in Ireland. Or anyway, somehow it happened that an exchange on Twitter led me to realise that he was going west. And I said, well, look, if you're going anywhere south of a line between Dublin and Galway, I'll meet you. It just so happened that I had to go to Limerick yesterday for a completely different reason, my sister's exhibition or my sister's co-exhibiting in the Limerick City Gallery of Art. So I then decided that I was going to meet this guy, if possible. So then followed a long series of frustrations in which, you know, I knew darn well that these people who I wanted to meet were busy. They were jet-lagged. Maybe they weren't jet-lagged, but I imagine they might be jet-lagged. They were at a conference. They were surrounded by people. They were in an exciting place, and I was sitting in Cork in a quiet place. And it was difficult for me to build up a picture of exactly where they were going to, what time they'd be there, could we have a rendezvous. So yesterday morning I set out intending to meet them, and we'd kind of said, well, where'll I meet you? They're going to the Cliffs of Moher. So why not meet them on the Cliffs of Moher? And there is a tower on the Cliffs of Moher that if you can climb up to the top of it. And I decided that it reminded me of some film in which, you know, two lovers met on top of the Eiffel Tower or something like that. Yeah, you remember the film, yeah. Was it Cary Grant or Robert Mitchum? Come back to me, please, on that, because that really is important. But basically, I imagined meeting Misfit Inc. and Co. on top of a tower overlooking the Atlantic Ocean while looking down on the Aileen, that enormous wave that would come in, you know. So it was epic. It was absolutely legendary, epic, mythic. It was, you know, all those words that are to do with legacy, as far as I feel. You know, they're to do with, what do you do with your life? You do great, great things with great, great people. And it took me an awful long time to get myself into the frame of mind where I would let myself live that way rather than looking over my shoulder, wondering what other people thought of me, wondering what I thought of myself, you know, and finally reached. So this is yesterday, and meeting the Misfits is an experience in life for me. And there are a whole series of tweets which have got the hashtag Road to the Cliffs of Moher. And I treasure them because a lot of things happened. A funny thing happened on the way to the forum, you know. A whole lot of other things happened on the way. But imagine somebody from Limerick who's, or from Cork, who originated in Limerick, was born in Limerick, who's leaving Cork driving to meet people he's never met, and he doesn't quite know where he's going to meet them, except they've said they'll meet on the Cliffs of Moher. And I don't know whether they're coming to Galway, coming via Galway, or they're coming via Limerick. So it really was that, you know, those of you who know Irish geography will know that this is quite a funny situation, really. I mean, those of you in Vancouver will look at the map and say, what difference does it make? There's no difference between, you know, Limerick and Galway, you know, they're practically on top of each other. But in between them is the Burren. And the Burren is an important place, and the Burren, you know, is... Anyway, that's another distraction. Anyway, I wasn't meeting them in the Burren. There was an attempt to meet them in Anacotti. There was, which is outside Limerick on the Dublin side, which also has a falls, or a weir, rather. I like weirs, I like water. It's one side of Limerick. The other side of Limerick, there was an attempt to meet them in Bunratty Castle. And then somebody tweeted in to say that she used to be a singer in Bunratty Castle. Was it Karen Buchanan one? I'm not sure. But it was somebody like...